the one thing leaders say that builds instant trust. In the complex world of leadership, building trust often feels like a marathon, something that takes months or years to establish through consistent actions and reliability. However, there's one powerful phrase that exceptional leaders use to create instant trust in any conversation: I don't know, but I'll find out. This simple admission might seem counterintuitive. After all, aren't leaders supposed to have all the answers? The reality is quite the opposite. Research shows that vulnerability and authenticity are among the strongest trust-building tools available to modern leaders. When leaders admit their limitations while simultaneously demonstrating commitment to finding solutions, they create an immediate bond of trust that traditional authority-based leadership simply cannot match. Why admitting ignorance creates trust? The psychology behind this phenomenon is fascinating. When someone in authority admits they don't know something, it triggers several powerful psychological responses in their audience. First, it demonstrates authenticity, a quality that people instinctively value and trust. In an age where information is abundant and people are skeptical of overconfident claims, honesty about limitations feels refreshing and genuine. Second, this phrase shows intellectual humility, which research consistently links to better decision-making and stronger relationships. Leaders who can admit ignorance are perceived as more approachable, more human, and paradoxically more competent than those who pretend to know everything. Studies on leadership effectiveness consistently show that humble leaders build stronger, more loyal teams. The second part of the phrase, "but I'll find out," is equally crucial. It transforms a potential weakness into a strength by demonstrating commitment and accountability. This shows that while the leader doesn't currently have the answer, they're dedicated to obtaining it. This commitment to follow through is what separates truly trustworthy leaders from those who simply admit ignorance without taking action. The science of trust in leadership. Trust operates on both emotional and logical levels in the human brain. When we hear someone admit uncertainty followed by a commitment to action, our brains process this as evidence of both honesty and reliability, the two core components of trust. Neuroscience research reveals that trust activates the same reward pathways in our brains as physical pleasures, which explains why we feel good around people we trust and why trust is so powerful in building relationships. Most people instinctively recognize when someone is being genuine versus when they're posturing. Contrary to popular belief, trust doesn't always take time to build. It can be established almost instantly when the right conditions are met. The phrase "I don't know, but I'll find out" creates these conditions by combining vulnerability with competence, uncertainty with commitment. Breaking down the power of vulnerability. Vulnerability in leadership isn't about oversharing or appearing weak. It's about being strategically open about limitations while maintaining confidence in your ability to lead and deliver results. When leaders say "I don't know," they're not admitting incompetence, they're demonstrating wisdom. They understand that acknowledging gaps in knowledge is the first step toward filling them. This approach stands in stark contrast to traditional command and control leadership styles, where admitting ignorance was seen as a sign of weakness. Modern leadership research shows that teams perform better under leaders who can admit mistakes, ask for help, and acknowledge uncertainty. Social media examples of authentic leadership consistently go viral because people are hungry for genuine, human connections with their leaders. The vulnerability demonstrated by saying "I don't know" also encourages others to be honest about their own limitations. This creates a culture of psychological safety where team members feel comfortable asking questions, admitting mistakes, and seeking help, all crucial elements for high-performing teams. The commitment component, "but I'll find out." While admitting ignorance builds trust through vulnerability, the commitment to finding answers builds trust through demonstrated reliability. This two-part phrase works because it balances honesty about current limitations with assurance about future action. It tells people, "I'm honest about what I don't know, and you can count on me to bridge that gap." The commitment aspect also does something crucial: it maintains agency and leadership even in the face of uncertainty. Rather than simply saying "I don't know" and leaving others to figure things out, effective leaders take ownership of finding solutions. This maintains their role as problem solvers while being honest about their current knowledge gaps. Research shows that follow-through is one of the most important factors in building and maintaining trust. When leaders consistently do what they say they'll do, even something as simple as finding an answer to a question, they build a reputation for reliability that extends far beyond that single interaction. Practical applications across different contexts. This trust-building phrase works across virtually every leadership context, but the application varies depending on the situation. In team meetings, when someone asks a question you can't answer, responding with "I don't know, but I'll find out and get back to you by Friday" shows both humility and accountability. It's far more effective than fumbling through a half answer or deflecting the question. During client interactions, admitting you don't have immediate answers to their technical questions while committing to research and follow-up demonstrates integrity. Clients appreciate honesty over false expertise, and they trust advisors who will admit limitations rather than risk giving incorrect information. In crisis situations, this phrase can be particularly powerful. When stakeholders are looking for answers during uncertain times, saying "we don't know everything about this situation yet, but we're actively investigating and will update you as soon as we have more information" builds more trust than speculation or false certainty. Leadership experts identify numerous phrases that build trust quickly. "But I don't know, but I'll find out" stands out because it works in almost any situation where knowledge gaps exist, which is virtually everywhere in our rapidly changing business environment. The cultural shift toward authentic leadership. We're experiencing a significant cultural shift in expectations around leadership. Younger generations, in particular, value authenticity over authority and transparency over perfection. Traditional leadership models based on having all the answers are becoming obsolete in favor of approaches that emphasize continuous learning, collaboration, and genuine human connection. This shift is evident across industries. Tech leaders openly discuss their learning journeys and mistakes. Healthcare administrators acknowledge uncertainty in rapidly evolving medical situations. Educational leaders admit when they're navigating uncharted territory with new technologies or methodologies. The leaders who thrive in this new environment are those who can balance confidence with humility, expertise with curiosity. They understand that saying "I don't know" doesn't diminish their authority, it enhances their credibility by showing they're secure enough to admit limitations and committed enough to address them. Building psychological safety through honest communication. When leaders model the behavior of admitting ignorance while committing to learning, they create psychological safety throughout their organizations. Team members see that it's acceptable, even admirable, to acknowledge knowledge gaps rather than pretending to understand everything. This psychological safety has measurable business benefits. Teams with high psychological safety show increased innovation, better problem solving, and higher performance. They're more likely to surface potential issues early, ask clarifying questions, and collaborate effectively. Effective communicators understand that creating safe spaces for dialogue is essential for building trust and achieving results. The ripple effects extend beyond immediate team dynamics. When organizations develop cultures where saying "I don't know" is acceptable and followed by learning actions, they become more adaptive, more innovative, and more resilient in the face of change. Implementation strategies for leaders. Implementing this trust-building approach requires both mindset shifts and practical strategies. First, leaders must overcome their own discomfort with admitting ignorance. This often requires examining personal beliefs about leadership and competence that may have been shaped by outdated models. Start small by practicing in low-stakes situations. When someone asks about a policy detail you're unsure about, try saying "I want to make sure I give you accurate information. Let me check on that and get back to you." Notice how people respond. Most will appreciate your thoughtfulness. Establish systems for follow-through. Create reminders or tracking methods to ensure you actually do find out and report back. Your credibility depends on consistent follow-through, so treat these commitments with the same importance as any other business commitment. Model the behavior consistently. One-off admissions of ignorance won't create lasting trust. However, when team members see you regularly demonstrate intellectual humility while maintaining accountability, they begin to trust your judgment even more because they know you're being honest about your limitations. Creating safe spaces for vulnerable leadership. For this approach to work effectively, leaders must create environments where such honesty is not only accepted but encouraged. This means responding positively when team members admit their own knowledge gaps, celebrating learning from mistakes, and rewarding curiosity over false confidence. Creating environments where people feel safe to be honest requires intentional effort and consistent modeling. Leaders must demonstrate through their actions that vulnerability is strength, not weakness. This involves changing reward systems to value learning and growth over appearing to have all the answers. It means celebrating team members who ask thoughtful questions, who admit mistakes early, and who seek help when needed. When organizations reward these behaviors, they create cultures of continuous learning and authentic communication. The long-term benefits of honest leadership. While "I don't know, but I'll find out" creates instant trust, its benefits compound over time. Leaders who consistently practice this approach develop reputations for reliability and authenticity that attract top talent, improve retention, and enhance organizational performance. Team members become more engaged because they feel heard and valued. Customers develop stronger loyalty because they trust they're getting honest information and committed service. Stakeholders gain confidence in the organization's ability to navigate uncertainty because they see leadership that acknowledges challenges while maintaining accountability. Perhaps most importantly, this approach creates a foundation for continuous learning and adaptation, essential capabilities in our rapidly changing world. Organizations led by people comfortable saying, "I don't know, but I'll find out," are better positioned to evolve, innovate, and thrive regardless of what challenges emerge. Conclusion. In a world full of complex leadership theories and sophisticated management techniques, sometimes the most powerful tools are the simplest ones. "I don't know, but I'll find out" may be just 7 words, but they contain everything needed to build instant trust, honesty, vulnerability, commitment, and accountability. The leaders who master this phrase and the mindset behind it will find themselves building stronger relationships, creating more effective teams, and achieving better results. They'll discover that admitting ignorance doesn't diminish their authority, it enhances their humanity. And in our increasingly complex and uncertain world, humanity might just be the ultimate leadership advantage. Trust isn't built through perfection or having all the answers. It's built through genuine human connection, honest communication, and reliable follow-through. The next time you're faced with a question you can't answer, remember, your willingness to admit ignorance while committing to learning might just be the moment you build instant, lasting trust with those you lead.